climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in studio right now is Representative Barb Ehart. She is the representative in District 33A, and she is running for re-election. Representative Ehart, so good to have you here in the studio.
Jolynn, I'm so glad to be here. I cannot believe this is the first time I've actually been here on your show. It just hasn't worked out, and I'm so sorry, but thank you for having me here.
Well, we're going to make up for some lost time.
Excellent.
It has been busy, and I know that this session, there was a lot going on. You're probably breathing a bit of a sigh of relief.
Indeed.
But the work is not over just because the session ends. So I want to start out by just getting your thoughts about this session. Maybe what the highlights were, what you wish would have gone differently.
Sure. You know what? Just to retrack on what you had said, the session's never over. I mean, the work is never done. Whether the session ends, we are always engaged with our constituents. There's always more to do in the future, and always conversations to be had with the people here in Southeast Idaho. And I've already been involved in so many and a few cottage meetings. And just let everybody know, if you're interested in inviting me to your home, where you invite 15 to 20 people for a cottage meeting to recap the session, hey, let me know. I'm certainly open to that. But the session was a good session. A lot of good things happened. Let me maybe hit a couple things of mine if I could first. And just to remind people that I sit on the Education Committee, House Education, and that's my main committee, meaning that it happens every morning, every day. And then in the afternoon, we have an every other day committee. And so I chair local government, and that, of course, involves matters with cities, counties, districts, you know, all things that may be local. And then I also sit on something of which you'd be familiar, Jolynn, and that is the Judiciary and Rules Committee. That is a heavy committee, I'll tell you. We deal with the courts and the police and the prisons and judges and so many different things that involve stories that can be tough to hear. And, you know, everything we do deals with people's lives, but this feels like it really deals directly with people's lives. So those are the committees on which I sit. And then I'm also a member of the Broadband Advisory Board Committee. But this year, I have to say that the piece of legislation that was probably most important to me, I'd been working on it for a year, and that was the Parent Medical Bill of Rights. And let me just briefly let the people know why this is important to me. You know, we've been seeing through the last 40 years, parents' rights erode in so many different areas. But medically speaking, what's been happening is we've been allowing kids, I would say essentially, you know, however you explain it, through the state, through the government, to be able to access care without ever having to tell their parents, whether that's in care involving, we won't necessarily say so much abortion here, although we know it's happened, but vaccines, checking for, you know, STDs, all sorts of things. And it had reached all the way down to age 13 when this came up with what was happening up north with Kootenai Health and their new MyChart portal. Yeah, literally, and it's something that I'd handed out on the floor when I brought this forward so that everybody could see directly. It said that parents would not be allowed to be in the conversation once the kids turn 13. This is just wrong. Yes, 13 years old. And so this piece of legislation basically restores the power to the parents up until the age of 18. And it's the physical health, the mental health, whether it's counselors at schools. This means no more private conversations. It certainly is there to say there is no longer allowed conversations, even on kids who may have concerns with transitions. Those are not conversations that you can have without involving the parents. And that's the biggest thing that I want. I want the parents involved, because when you think about it, when you think about our kids and going through trauma of anything that others may hear about, who is going to be there for the kids other than that hour they're talking to the kids? It's the parents. It's the family. And granted, we know that not every family is best suited to handle this, but we can't punish most of the Idaho families. I mean, most Idaho families are good, and we can't punish the good families to worry about those few that may not be able to handle this as well as others. And also, this legislation also allows for emergencies and situations, if whether it's an emergency physical health situation, a hospital, you can't find the parent, or even if it's a suicidal emergency. You know, you take care of the kids, you do what you have to do, but then you tell the parents.
Right.
So that was the bill of which I was probably most proud of. I worked on it for a year, and it passed with, at least on our floor, on the House floor. It was a strong vote in the Senate, but on the House floor, it was bipartisan. So all of my Republican colleagues had supported that, and I'm very grateful.
Representative Ehart, there were some changes to the budget. I'd love to get your perspective on those changes.
Amazing what happened with the budget this year.
It
was Representative Horman and C. Scott Groh, Senator Groh, did an amazing thing. They went out to, you know, speak with other states, and some of them were like, wow, you guys don't have more transparency than that. And so the process that they came up, some people are misdirecting it, calling this is an omnibus bill. No, it's not. You're taking the initial budgets and you're you know, just whittling it down to what do you need to open, and giving them, I'll probably be off a little bit, like a 1.5 or 2%, you know, increase from there, and saying, okay, you know, you for sure have that budget. Now we're going to spend our time on your other big requests. Somebody locally called that like the federal government. That's not the federal government. That's anything but the federal government. That's drilling down into the budgets to see what it is we really need and want. And all credit should go to Representative Horman and Senator Groh for what they did in JFAC to move this forward. I think that and last year the budget increased by 12%. This year it only increased by something like 1.7%.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
That's
so
a big savings.
It's a
right
big
there.
Savings right there. And it's gonna get better. Remember, this is the first of the process. It's
yes.
going to get better. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that really comprehensive update on the session, because there's a lot of those things that, you know, don't always get as much attention as they should. So I appreciate that. You are getting ready to run for re-election.
Yep.
You don't have an opponent in the primary, but
correct.
You're gearing up for that general election. So if people would like to know more about you and your campaign, what's the best way to do that?
You guys, I would love to give you more about my campaign, but you can go to my website at www.barbaraehart.com. We also have it under Stand Up Idaho. It's not the same as Stand Up for Idaho. I had mine first, way before Stand Up for Idaho, so somebody had stolen my name, but we've gotten it back. So you can go to barbaraehart.com, and we're in the process of trying to update it. You know, so you can get information there. Try to put some information out there on my Facebook, but it's been more personal because Meta is always changing something on the political side. Oh my heck! Anyway, so that's and if not, you know, maybe I'll see you at Apple. Grab me, and we'll talk about it.
I love that you're so open to those conversations.
Absolutely. Or let's go to lunch, too. I love to go to lunch with people and talk about things, especially if they have concerns.
Yeah, that's a great way. There's something that happens when you break some bread.
Yes,
have a productive conversation.
Absolutely.
And finally, what message would you like to share?
You know, there may be questions what's happened in the rest of the United States, but Idaho is going to keep doing well because of these Republican policies.
Representative Barbara Ehart from District 33A, thanks so much for spending some time in studio.
Thanks, JoLynn.
You're so welcome. We are fortunate to be part of this great community, and our challenge is to be active participants rather than passive observers. Have a great night. Lars is up next.